So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the line is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app.
Nick,
welcome, our friend.
What's up, dude?
What's going on, guys? How we doing today?
We're doing well. I was going to ask you over under on members of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra doing hair flips during the concert, but it's an endless number, so I don't think we should even bother with that.
Yeah, yo, actually, my wife and I, after my show tomorrow night, we are going to like a Christmas concert. And we were thinking about like, hey, like what Christmas concert do we want to go to? We ended up doing like something smaller. And I mentioned the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And I guess like I've never seen them. She went like she wasn't a fan, but like I've always kind of wanted to go see them. So that was interesting that you guys brought them up because we almost went to go see them tomorrow night in New York.
Nice.
It's a show, man.
It's a show.
It is.
A lot of hair flipping going on.
Flames, fireworks, the whole nine yards. It's a show.
That's cool. And I love Christmas music, so like I could get into that for sure.
So riddle me this one, my friend. We'll get to Browns and Bills. We're not too excited about that one. But strength of schedule, rest away for the Browns. They're sitting fourth right now in the NFL draft order. The three teams ahead of them all have one less win than the Browns have. Do you think it's less or more likely that the Browns stay at 4 or move up or move down?
All right, let's do this here. So Cleveland's schedule rest of way is, so they'll lose to Buffalo. I guess like they could beat Pittsburgh and Cincinnati in the final two games. Like that could definitely happen. I don't think it will, but like it could. So it's not the worst closing schedule for the Cleveland Browns. I'm a Giants fan, so I'm a little biased here. I think they're one of the worst teams of all time, so I think the Giants will lose out. Giants, I think, will ultimately end up with the number one pick. Tennessee, you know, a lot of people in the betting space think Tennessee can beat Kansas City this week without Mahomes, obviously. Then host New Orleans next week. That'll be a small spread game. Likely lose to Jacksonville in the final week of the season. And the Raiders are actually probably the worst team right now. They will certainly lose this Sunday in Houston. They will almost certainly lose to Kansas City even without Mahomes in the final game. And then I think it's really going to come down to the number one pick. Who loses the Raiders-Giants game in Week 17? That game is in Vegas. As a Giants fan, I'm hoping it's the Giants. So my guess is that the Giants will ultimately end up with the number one overall pick, which will make me very happy.
Would you also be happy? Because Justine Anderson had a rumor out there of your Giants being interested in Bill Belichick, possibly.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I don't know if I'd be thrilled with that. Just because I think like Bill has kind of become like a sideshow with and like the young girlfriend is like the father of like a girl. Like I think he's such a creep. That's just, you know, personal. As far as being a football coach goes, it kind of seemed like, you know, if he's gonna be hands off in terms of personnel and there's gonna be a GM who's not Joe Shane picking the players, maybe you could talk me into it. But I'm looking for like young offensive, young defensive coach. The guy that I want is Clayton Adams, the current offensive coordinator of the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And just like if anything ever happened with Kevin Stefanski and like he parted ways with the Browns, he would be first on my list for next head coach of the Giants. I think he's an awesome coach. I mean, he's multiple time coach of the year. Got saddled with a quarterback that he probably didn't want in Deshaun Watson. I don't think he's to blame for the Deshaun Watson fiasco. Jimmy Haslam took the blame for it. I think Stefanski has proven that he's an excellent coach. And I think if you gave Stefanski time to kind of rebuild this program in his image with the quarterback he wants that can play his system, because Deshaun comes in and it's an entirely different offense than Stefanski wants to run. Everything's out of the shotgun. Everything's spread. Like, that's not the Kevin Stefanski offense. Like, that's not the offense the Arizona Cardinals run with Drew Petzing, who came from this tree. I think Stefanski's kind of proven that he's an awesome coach, so I would love Kevin Stefanski as a Giants fan, or I think any team should want Kevin Stefanski as their coach if indeed the Browns do choose to part ways with him.
It's funny you bring that up on top of that, because you're talking to two guys who have said similar things, but I think we've both looked at each other as well and have said, yeah, it's also kind of time. You know, it just feels like it's all run its course in Cleveland. Do you believe that is the case as well with Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland?
Well, I think you could probably make an argument like one way or the other. And, you know, I can't necessarily disagree with the thought process of like, listen, it's probably just time for like to wipe the slate clean a little bit. And it almost doesn't matter. I mean, it does. And it also doesn't whose fault the Deshaun Watson fiasco is, right? Because it happened. And there's been like all these like lean years, obviously, and it hasn't been great. And I think the organization is kind of like in a good place moving forward, provided, you know, they do well with these draft picks coming up. So I think you could certainly make the case that a clean break and like a clean slate and move forward. And I wouldn't necessarily be mad at that. Do I think that's the right decision? Like, I don't. Like, I do think Stefanski's a really good coach. And I don't think it's his fault that things didn't work out with Deshaun Watson. And, you know, a couple years ago, when Joe Flacco comes off the couch and wins those games at the end of the year, like, that doesn't happen with bad coaches. Like, Stefanski is a good coach. Multi-time coach of the year winner. Like, you don't be a curtain jerking jabroni and have that happen. So, again, like, I understand both sides of it. If it were me and I were a Browns fan, I would want Stefanski to stick around, but I could certainly understand other Browns fans who might think it's time for a break while hopefully also still acknowledging that the guy is a really good coach.
Nick Costos joining us, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. I want to go back to something you said. As a Giants fan, you hope your team gets the number one pick. I understand that. Most every mock draft I've seen, recent ones, have the Giants getting the number one pick and then trading it to the Jets so they can take Fernando Mendoza. Does that make any sense to a Giants fan?
Yes.
Okay.
So if the Giants get the number, so let's think about, and look, I don't want to turn this into like a big Giants thing, but let's say the Giants get the number one pick. My sense is that Jackson Dart has done enough to be the week one starter next year. Maybe not like for years down the road, but certainly for next season to be the week one starting quarterback, which means you're not taking a quarterback. They just took Abdul Carter with the third overall pick in the draft last year. They traded a second round pick and paid Brian Burns. They drafted Kayvon Thibodeau with the first round pick a couple years ago. Dexter Lawrence is a first round pick on the defensive line. I don't know if like Arvell Reese, right, the Ohio State edge rusher, is the number one pick, or Miami's Reuben Bain, like their outstanding edge rusher. So if the Giants aren't going to take an edge rusher and aren't going to take a quarterback, then like the reason why as a Giants fan you want them to get that first overall pick is so they can trade down and accumulate more assets and build up a team that has been embarrassing now for the better part of a decade here. And I think that's probably the best course of action. So I don't want them to get the number one pick to take someone with it. I'd like for them to get that pick to trade it, get more assets to build this team up.
Our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos, joining us on the hotline. I mean, Nick, these conversations, frankly, are more interesting than what's going to take place in Cleveland this week, but I feel like we need to say such things. Myles Garrett going for the sack record, do you think he gets it against Josh Allen, or do you think Josh Allen will be running all over the place?
I'll stop short of making a like prediction on this weekend. Will he get it? Like, absolutely. He'll break the sack record. He will be defensive player of the year. And he's obviously like he's a future first ballot Hall of Famer, like a literal living legend. Like, we are watching, you know, like Lawrence Taylor, basically, in Myles Garrett in Cleveland. And the hope is obviously that the Browns are able to put a winner around him. And we see Myles Garrett play meaningful football deep into January at some point in his career. Will it happen this weekend? Maybe. Will it happen at some point before the season ends? I mean, like 100% as long as he stays healthy.
Take a look at what we're dealing with tonight. Seattle, the Rams. Rams are a lot of people's idea for the Super Bowl.
I do think right now, if you made me pick a Super Bowl champion, I would take the Rams. I would take the Rams. This is a tricky game. And it's tricky for a couple different reasons. First is the weather, where there is definite, it's really funny, you look at the weather forecast, it literally says definite rain, like 100% chance of precipitation tonight. Now, the wind doesn't look too bad, and that's important because I think, you know, if you're watching a game on TV or you turn on, like, the Amazon broadcast before the game starts and you see, like, this deluge of rain, you might think, well, like, I have to bet the under. And really, like, wind is what screws up totals. It makes bettors want to bet unders because and think about it in these terms, right? Offensive players, before the ball is snapped, like, they know where they're going. Defensive players don't. So, like, if you're playing in slippery conditions in the snow or in the wind, that actually benefits the offense, like, not the defense. So I think this should function as a fairly normal game despite the rain. Matthew Stafford throughout his career has not been great in the rain. Like, that's worth noting. And also, like, Davante Adams is very unlikely to play in tonight's game. And what's fascinating about that from an on-field handicap, and I would encourage people to kind of watch the game and look out for this if you're even, like, a shred of being a football nerd. So the Rams have kind of, like, evolved their offense this year, and they've been running a ton of 13 personnel, which is one receiver and three tight ends on the field at the same time. And they have been absolutely shredding opposed. They did it against the Lions last week. They've done it all season long with three tight ends. Now, you know, if you have Puka Nacua as one of your receivers or Davante Adams as one of your receivers, it obviously makes it a lot more viable. Now you don't have Davante. So that means that I think Seattle, like, kind of knows what they're doing here, where they're probably not going to run a ton of two or three wide receiver sets, right? Because then it's Puka Nacua and seventh rounder Kanata Mumfield or Jordan Whittington, right? Or one of these receivers that we haven't really seen deliver in the NFL. So I think Seattle going into this game, like, kind of knows what they know what the Rams are going to do. And Mike McDonald, Seattle's head coach, who's the defensive coach, obviously, was the former Ravens defensive coordinator, as all the Browns fans know, is kind of being viewed as like the Sean McVay of defense right now, like the defensive innovator in the National Football League as far as coaching and scheming is concerned. So Mike McDonald, going into this game, kind of like has the answers to the test. Like, he knows what the Rams are going to do, the formation they're going to be in primarily, and can he scheme something up to stop it? So maybe you think the answer to that question is yes. Okay. Then the next part of the handicap becomes, can Sam Darnold play well in a big spot? And this obviously qualifies as one, when we know what happened the first time these two teams played, and Sam Darnold threw four interceptions, and the Seahawks only lost by two. Now, if Darnold plays a clean game tonight, and he looks pretty good, and they get the passing game going, and JSN has a good game, like, Seattle's probably going to win. But in order to make the bet on Seattle, you have to believe that Darnold plays well. And I think for a lot of bettors, myself included, that's a tough button to click when it really comes down to it. So a lean for me towards the LA Rams. The bet that I will make in tonight's game is a prop. I want to go the aforementioned receiver I mentioned, their rookie seventh rounder, Kanata Mumfield, and this is actually a real person, I promise, like Mumfield and Sons. He ran ahead of every non-Puka and Davante wide receiver last week against the Lions. My sense is that when the Rams have multiple wide receivers on the field at the same time, Puka will obviously be one, and he will be the other. His number at BetMGM is either 9.5 or 10.5, depending on where you're looking. I think he goes well over that tonight. I also bet him to score a touchdown. Kanata Mumfield for the LA Rams.
All right, real quick, Nick, before we let you go, what do you think happens in the Browns-Bills game? And how would you bet it?
I have a small bet on Buffalo minus 10. We're at 10.5 now. No interest there. I think the Bills are very likely to win, very likely to win it easily. Will they win by 17? I'm not so sure. If you made me bet the game.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Now I would bet the Buffalo Bills. I do not like Cleveland in this game.
Nick, thank you very much, buddy.
You got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck. If I don't talk to you guys before the holiday, Merry Christmas to you guys, your families, and all the listeners.
You thank you very much, Nick. Best of holidays to you.
Thanks.
That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. For all of your betting and sports talk needs, check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app.
If anything ever happened with Kevin Stefanski and like he parted ways with the Browns, he would be first on my list for next head coach of the Giants. I think he's an awesome coach. I mean, he's multiple-time coach of the year. Got saddled with a quarterback that he probably didn't want in Deshaun Watson. I don't think he's to blame for the Deshaun Watson fiasco. Jimmy Haslam took the blame for it. I think Stefanski has proven that he's an excellent coach.
That was Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, just a few moments ago right here on 92.3 The Fan. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan in for Andy Baskin today. Most Browns fans don't want to hear that right now. I understand it. You've watched this team for 2 years. I agree with Nick. I think Kevin can coach, whether it will be here in the future or not. That's the way the NFL works. But it's interesting to hear a guy who's all over the National Football League say that he would love to have Kevin coach his team, and he would be the number one candidate to go to New York. Did you find that fascinating? I did.
Not really. Because I also think Kevin Stefanski can coach. You also think Kevin Stefanski can coach. Now, what has happened here is going to be one of the great questions that the tell-all book will be able to answer. And because I want to know where this so went awry, because the offense that we watched, and of course there's always going to be an evolution when it comes to offense, but the offense that we watched in 2020 looks nothing like the offense that we are watching right now. And the offense that we are watching in 2020, where the quarterback was under center a whole bunch, is the offense that is succeeding in the NFL right now. If you look at the percentages of under center, you're going to see it all over the place. The most under center teams in the league, according to our friends at Sumer Sports, Matthew Stafford and the Rams. They are in first place. You just heard they might be the Super Bowl favorite, according to our betting expert. I think a lot of people who've watched the Rams would think the same thing. Second on that list, Jared Goff. With the Lions, now they're on the fringes of making the playoffs. It's looking like hopefully they can find their way in there, but we know there has been success there in the past. Third on that list, Josh Allen, the guy that you're going to see this week. They've done a lot to help that offense, make it better, simple, for him to succeed with the Bills. And fourth on that list, Sam Darnold, who you're going to watch tonight with a Seattle Seahawks team that's going to make the playoffs. Like, I think Kevin Stefanski is a smart coach. I think the system that he came into is a system that makes sense and brings success to quarterbacks and offenses, and I have no idea what the hell happened here.
Yes, you do. It was a big swing and a miss.
Yeah, and is it that simple?
Well, I don't know that it is or not, and I don't know that he doesn't pay the price for it, even if it isn't his doing. And we'll see how it plays out. Bill Barnwell writes for ESPN, and if you haven't, read Bill's work, you should, because it's extremely in-depth. He goes deep on NFL stuff. And he put out something this morning that says, ranking NFL head coach potential openings. Not the coaches, the jobs. You might be surprised at this one. First of all, he says, we're hearing a lot of stuff about Andy Reid. Could he retire? Mike Tomlin, could he retire? Or the Steelers move, whatever. He said, we're not counting those. So he said, not counting those, if those turn out to be something, he said, you know, the Chiefs job would be phenomenal because you'd be coaching Patrick Mahomes. But he said, we're left with, and think about this, 8 potential opportunities.
Jeez.
That's a fourth of the league. and he lists these teams as potential teams in need of a new head coach this year.
And before you get to that, eight openings in a year where the coaching pool is not supposed to be very deep. Sorry.
Yes, which feeds my thought on this whole thing. He lists these teams: Bengals, Browns, Cardinals, Dolphins, Falcons, Giants, Raiders, Titans. Now, he lists those in alphabetical order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he thinks there could be up to eight teams looking for a coach. And as you said, Dan, in a year where the coaching pool is not supposed to be very good,
mm-hmm.
he thinks the best job, and he projects cap space and then projects draft capital. That's what's really playing into this.
Mm-hmm.
Best job is the Bengals job.
Interesting.
Which is interesting because the Brown family has never been known to spend outrageous money down there. But again, it's the NFL where you spend a lot of money and you have some draft capital. They have draft capital is the 10th most and cap space the 4th most available.
Hmm.
So that's key. And you have Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Chase Brown. Probably won't have Trey Hendrickson.
No.
Your offensive line isn't good and your defense is worse.
Yes.
So, but you have the skill position guys we're clamoring for here in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Number two on that list for him, the Arizona Cardinals. And draft capital, 6th most. Cap space, 17th most.
Copy and paste what you said about the Brown family with the Bidwell family.
The third highest ranked opening. In Barnwell's mind, and mm-hmm. and again, this guy does good stuff, is the Browns.
Interesting.
If a change were to be made in Cleveland.
Interesting.
And he says 2026 cap space is 26th most. He says the Browns have just $7.9 million currently available in 2026 cap space. But draft capital, 4th most.
True.
Trade with the Jags.
You know. I'll give him that one, but... I mean, I guess maybe the idea you come in and you're immediately going, well, year one will be a rebuild year.
He said among the highlights that he says, if they move on from Kevin, a new coach will face a franchise that's still in transition.
Yeah.
And he says, Deshaun Watson is owed all this money. And he said, there's no reason to play Deshaun in front of any other quarterbacks next year, which, you know, we can debate all day long. Is there a reason to? No. Could they? You never know. We'll see exactly. But he talks extensively about that, mentions Andrew Berry's draft class in 2025, thought it was good, and which is a good thing. But then he talks about Brown's ownership and how they've been impatient for the most part with their coaches, but not with this crew. But he wraps it up by saying this. It's possible that they've mellowed with experience, meaning the Haslams. And Stefanski has been much more successful than the prior coaches in Cleveland. But given how far the Browns are from seriously competing, I'm not sure I'd want to be the one waiting to find out. Because he thinks the Browns are well away from competing. He said 2027 at the earliest until they're truly competitive again.
I agree with that statement. I 100% agree with that statement. This is going to be a multi-year thing. It's why going into next year's draft, I'm not against if they go, we're not taking a quarterback. I'd be like, great.
Yep.
Offensive line, wide receiver, let's build everything else up around it.
The ranking of the other teams, yes, Tennessee is the 4th best opening. Then the Giants at 5, the Falcons at 6, Dolphins at 7, and the Raiders at 8, even though they have good draft capital and good cap space.
Yeah, but you're dealing with Mark Davis and possibly Tom Brady.
And possibly
who knows
Tom
what that
Brady.
Looks like.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Jeff is in North Carolina. Hello, Jeff.
All right, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking the call. Absolutely love your show. Best one on the air.
Well, that's kind, man. Thanks. Things.
Yeah, man. Last night I called in and made a trade proposal and sit on my couch and daggum Colin Cowherd on the Fox Sports Network actually brings it up a day later. So. Wanted to call in and get your thoughts on it. First off, Shador's my guy. I believe 100% that he's got the qualities that it takes to be a franchise quarterback, and we need to surround him in the draft next year. Full stop. However, Giants get the first pick. They want Fernando Mendoza. Yep. I think Fernando Mendoza's better than Shador and better than Jackson Dart, so they don't pass on him. Question, would you, if the New York Giants called us and said, we'll give you Jackson Dart for your second first-round pick, allowing us to then get a quarterback, take a tackle with pick four, take a wide out early in the second. Your thoughts?
Ooh, that's fun.
That's interesting. Yeah.
That's a fun one. I like this.
So Mendoza goes to the Giants at one. The Browns get Jackson Dart for the Jacksonville pick?
Correct. Whatever our Dart went 25th last year in the first round.
Right. So you'd get him for the Jacksonville pick, which right now is sitting like 27 or 8.
Yeah, something along those lines.
And then the Browns would keep the pick at 4 and get their quarterback in Jackson Dart. And what do you do with Shadur and Jackson Dart?
Yeah, that's up to Coach Stefanski. And again, I wouldn't do it. I do believe in I think Shadur and Jackson are going to be, you know, really comparable type quarterbacks 10 years from now. I think Mendoza's different. I think he's got those Trevor Lawrence and Andrew Luck kind of traits. So I would go after him. But I don't think we're going to get him, so I would surround Shadur. I just thought it was a fun idea to discuss on the radio.
I do think it's a fun idea. Let me throw this at you. The Browns had the 33rd pick in the draft and had traded for Jacksonville's first rounder by the time Jackson Dart was still on the board, and they didn't make a move to move up to get him. Wow. Which makes me think they probably don't want him because they could have had him.
That's fair. That's right. I forgot about that piece.
Yeah.
Coach, that's the only thing I think. I needed your expertise.
That's the only thing I think on that, Jeff. If they wanted Jackson Dart, he was sitting there late in the draft in the first round, and they had the assets to move up to get him, and they didn't.
I think in that situation, I would keep Shadur. And I think it's due to the fact that I want all the data I could possibly get on Shadur Sanders before making a decision. So that could easily change if we're talking in 3 weeks from now. And the only reason being is I would rather have that pick to go get an offensive lineman and go get a tackle with a fifth year option and build the rest of this roster up, because I don't think they're a quarterback away. And whether that's Shadur Sanders or whether that's Jackson Dart, unless you are going to drop one of those top five guys in here again, which is not going to happen, I don't think this team is a quarterback away. So I would hold off on doing it.
I like Jackson Dart better than I like Shadur right now.
I do as well.
The issue to me is it's twofold. If you could get him for your first pick in the second round and say a second and a fourth, I think I'd do it.
All right.
Because the idea of getting another tackle or a wide receiver under control is something that I go along with. And then there's this issue, and it's Jackson Dart. The style of football that he has played so far as a rookie has already lent itself to getting hurt.
Right. Now, if you want to change that name out for Andrew Thomas, we're having a different conversation.
Oh, there you go.
That's a different answer, which that would be yes, absolutely, without question.
Beast.
Uh-huh. Came out the same year as in the Jedrick Wills draft. He's been awesome as a left tackle. The question with him is keeping him on the field. But boy, oh boy, that would help your line out a whole bunch. I'd trade for that guy.
Get Jeff in North Carolina making us think.
I like that.
I like that,
too. I love when people make me think.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.